call the January meeting of the Mount Malino Wetlands Commission to order. Commissioners Lucci, LeClaire, Rashto, Majewski, Aquilini, and Brush present. First order of business is approval of the minutes for the December 18th regular motion meeting. Get a motion.
Make a motion to approve.
A second.
Second.
Commissioner Lucci made a motion. Commissioner LeClaire seconded it. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Okay, motion carried unanimously, I believe. No public hearing, no show cause hearing, or any remarks in the public that are not relating to items on the agenda? Any remarks in the public not relating to items on the agenda? Any remarks in the public not relating to items on the agenda? All right, old business, Noble Hill Road, owner Jeffrey Phillips and Jennifer Michaels, updated ongoing enforcement action, cease and correct order for unpermitted activities within the wetland and the 50-foot upland review areas.
Stacy Radford, Zoning and Wetlands Officer, for the record. On December 29th, 2025, I contacted Jeff Phillips, who advised that he had not heard anything from his engineer. He would follow up with him and his attorney for an update, and to date, we have not received the planning and zoning application or a site plan in our office. So staff recommends that this commission continue this matter to the next regularly scheduled meeting and continue to do so until it's resolved to the satisfaction of the commission.
So we haven't heard from, did he have any idea when he would hear?
He told me that he was told all the field work has been completed, just waiting for everything to be put onto the actual site plan and given to Attorney McCoy. I did speak with Attorney McCoy, and he's applied some pressure also to Mark Reynolds, who's the engineer.
So. Okay. Because at some point, we got to start deciding they're not being responsive. So I don't know when that would be. Certainly by March. All right. Anybody else have any issues?
Okay, I'll make the motion to continue this matter to the next regular scheduled meeting of February 19th, 2026, and continue to do so until this matter has been resolved to a satisfaction of this commission.
A second.
Any discussion? Okay, Commissioner Aquilini made a motion. Commissioner LeClaire seconded it. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Motion carries. All right. 25 Adams 25, 428 Fire Street. Owner applicant Mark DeRozier for regular activities to make repairs to a driveway in wetlands and the upland review area.
Again, Stacy Radford, Zoning and Wetlands Officer, for the record. So I had a discussion with the the applicant on January 12th, 2026, and he confirmed that his P.E. John Martucci was away on vacation through the holidays and has plans to commence work right after the new year. No decision had been rendered by this commission regarding this application, and the 65 days required to render a decision was overlooked and has since passed. Staff has been in contact with the town attorney, who advises that this commission can grant an extension of time for an additional 65 days, retroactive from December 20th, 2025, to February 23rd, 2026, providing that the applicant provides a request for an extension of time. I did reach out to the applicant, and he did provide an email requesting an extension of time, which was received on January 13th, 2026. A copy is attached to your staff report. So at this time, staff would recommend that this commission grant the extension of time for an additional 65 days, retroactive to the December 20th, 2025 deadline to February 23rd, 2026, and continue this application to the next scheduled meeting of February 19th, 2026. Now, with that being said, should the applicant provide a revised application and the required site plan and wetlands delineation reports, which were required by the commission, in time for the next meeting, but soil scientist does not have time to provide his comments, we will again be in the situation that we're in right now, that we're at the 65 days. I did speak with the town attorney, and he advised at that point that the commission would either deny the application without prejudice, or the applicant can withdraw his application and resubmit.
Yes, I agree. And also, just for people who haven't been around on this, this isn't like zoning. Well, it's not like zoning. If we fail to act on a permit, the permit is not automatically approved. So the applicant would have to reapply. If we had to, we could issue another cease and desist, you know, the whole thing. But as Stacy said, we would probably have to take some action on February. If Stacy hadn't realized this tonight, we'd be faced with an applicant with no application in and a violation. We would simply have to issue another cease and desist and, you know, continue to march. It's not like it would fall off the cracks. Like, I think that zoning, if the zoning commission doesn't act, then it's automatically approved. In wetlands, if we don't act, it automatically doesn't exist, I guess. So, anybody else have any other comments? Okay, then need a motion.
I'll make a motion to grant a 65 extension of time retroactively from December 20th, 2025 to February 23rd, 2026, and to continue application number 25IWC25428 Fire Street, parcel ID 014-003-000, Oakdale, Connecticut. Owner applicant, Marcus Rozier, for regulated activities within the wetlands and upland review area for repairs to an existing driveway due to flooding until the next regularly scheduled meeting on February 19th, 2026.
I second.
Discussion? I think Commissioner Russo made a motion. Commissioner Lucci seconded it. All in favor?
Aye.
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 Motion carries unanimously. Okay, IWC 25-29, New London Turnpike, owner applicant, City of Norwich, for regular activities within the upland review area in conjunction with installation of sidewalks.
Stacy Radford, Zoning and Wetlands Officer, for the record. On January 6, 2026, the applicant provided a response to staff's technical review comments of December 18, 2025, and a revised plan. All staff comments have been addressed. This application was referred to the town soil scientist on December 12, 2025, and comments were received on January 8, 2026. A copy is attached to the staff report. These comments were forwarded to the applicant for their response, which was received on January 15, 2026. A copy is also attached to the staff report. The responses were forwarded to the town soil scientists, and additional comments are currently pending. One of the comments of the town soil scientists was that the wetlands were not delineated on the site plan by a certified soil scientist. Staff had a discussion with the town soil scientist after receipt of the applicant's responses to his comment regarding the same, and he asked if the commission had deemed the regulated activities as significant, to which I responded that the commission had not. Pursuant to section 7.6 of the Inland Wetlands and Watercourse Regulations for the town of Montville, should the commission deem the proposed activities as significant impact, the commission shall require the applicant to have the wetlands delineated in the field by a soil scientist and the field delineation be incorporated onto the site plan, end quote. Bob Russo, certified soil scientist for the town of Montville, gave his verbal recommendation that this activity not be deemed significant activity because the work is not within the wetlands and the work is within an existing developed area. The applicant has submitted a request for waiver of fees with their original application, which this commission will need to make a determination on. And at this time, staff would recommend that we not approve this waiver for the application fees, as this application has been referred out to the town soil scientists and fees have begun to accrue in excess of the $200 application fee. So there are four motions in your staff report. The first one is for the commission to deem if this is significant activity or not. The second, motion B and motion C, are to approve or deny the request for waiver of fees. And as a reminder, if you deny the request, you need to list the reasons for denial. And lastly, I've included motion D, which would be a motion to continue this, as we do not have the final comments from the town soil scientist.
So if they had had a soil scientist do the delineation, we wouldn't be in this position, right?
Well, that was just one of the town soil scientist's comments.
Yeah.
He had some other things that he had requested. He asked for some changes to the site plan as far as the ENS narrative, needing some additional detail. Quick look at the responses provided by the applicant. Appears to me that they have complied with what he's requested. However, I need to have that before I recommend that to you as an approval. I'd like to have that in writing from him, and he has not had a chance to review. Everything was just received this morning.
Yeah.
We are within the 65 days next month. Our date to render a decision is February 21st, and our next meeting is the 19th, so you do have still additional time on this application. The applicant is here if anyone has any questions regarding the application or...
Anybody think this is significant?
Not particularly.
No, because it's like you just said, that whole area has been developed.
And it's a kind of a safety issue. So.
Yeah, and the sidewalks are
better.
Yeah. Wants to make a motion?
A second.
Eeny, meeny.
Yeah, I'll go for it. I make a motion that the regulated activities proposed as part of application number 25 IWC 29, New London Turnpike, parcel ID non-applicable, Uncasville, Connecticut, owner, applicant, the City of Norwich, Department of Public Works for regulated activities within the upland review area in conjunction with the installation of sidewalks per the application and associated documents dated December 11, 2025, are not considered significant impact activities.
Second it.
Did you second it?
Yeah.
Okay. Any discussion? Okay. Commissioner Rasha made a motion. Commissioner Majewski seconded it. All in favor?
Aye.
Okay. Carries unanimously. The second part is a motion for approving a request for the waiver of fees. I don't know how people feel about it. They're kind of doing it for the benefit of Montville as well as for the benefit of Norwich, right?
And it's not like it's $200,000.
Yeah.
Well, the fees to date that have been expended are $1,200.
Yeah.
So the application fee would be $200. And we're already $1,200 into the application.
Well, what I'm saying is the town's already... is. What is the section of sidewalk cost? I see the mayor out there. He may have an opinion on it too. I mean, it's for the benefit of Montville as much as it is for the benefit of Norwich, right?
And if we all know, if it saves one life down there, what's $1,200 compared to one life?
It's not my budget.
I just needed to bring it to the commission's attention.
You'll get yelled at later, but What do you guys feel?
I agree with the whole idea. $1,000 is, you know, not that much in the consideration of the project and the value. So I think that waiving isn't that big of a deal either.
If it was somebody's personal property, that'd be a different ideal. But with it being a public domain, more or less, I'm more okay with it.
Shouldn't we only be concerned with the $200 fee, not with the other accrued costs as this commission?
No, because we can bill them for that accrued cost.
Okay.
All right, can we get a motion? Motion B.
Okay. I make a motion to approve the request for waiver of fees for application number 25, IWC 29, New London Turnpike, parcel ID, non-applicable, Uncasville, Connecticut, owner, applicant, City of Norwich, Department of Public Works, for regulated activities within the upland review area in conjunction with the installation of sidewalks pursuant to the applicant's request of December 9th, 2025, in accordance with Section 20 of the Montville Inland Wetlands and Watercourses Regulations.
You know, I'll also add that, we've also waived fees for the Boy Scouts when they're doing stuff, building things, and up by Murphy School. Mm-hmm. And so you have a discussion?
I did.
I said discussion.
Oh, sorry. I said seconded.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't say. Mr. Rostro made the motion. Commissioner LeClaire seconded it. But they did. All right.
And there's one final motion just to continue it to the next meeting.
I missed that one.
All right.
And?
Yeah, you know what? I might as well clear it out. That way it's on me. And finally, I make a motion to continue application number 25, IWC 29, New London Turnpike, parcel ID, non-applicable, Uncasville, Connecticut, owner, applicant, City of Norwich, Department of Public Works, for regulated activities within the upland review area in conjunction with the installation of sidewalks until the next regularly scheduled meeting on scheduled meeting on February 19th, 2026. Back in time for a second there.
I second it.
Discussion. Thank you, Commissioner Rostro made a motion. Commissioner LeClaire seconded. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay, motion carries. All right. New business. IWC 1. 260 Chesterfield Road, Monmouth, Connecticut. Owner KGIM Enterprise LLC. Applicant Ferrucci and Walicki LLC. Eric Hansen for timber harvest.
Stacey Radford, Zoning and Wetlands Officer, for the record. This application is for an as-of-right determination for a timber harvest in accordance with the Montville Inland Wetlands and Watercourses Regulation, Section 4.1A, and Connecticut General Statute, Section 22A-40. Under the Inland Wetlands and Watercourses Act, Connecticut General Statutes 22A-40 and Montville Inland Wetland and Watercourse Regulations, Section 4.1.A, farming is a permitted operation in use. Forestry is defined as farming or agriculture under Connecticut General Statutes 1-1Q. This property is located in the R120 zone on approximately 216.01 acres, contains regulated wetlands and watercourses, and is currently undeveloped. The applicant states the proposed objective is to, quote, regenerate shade intolerant and mid-tolerant trees by removing poorly formed and undesirable individuals and groups. Retain natural heritage of the site by removing mesic species, birch and maple, to favor upland hardwoods, end quote. The applicant proposes a temporary stream drainage crossing and the removal of trees in the upland review area as indicated on the harvest overview map attached. Additionally, the applicant states that the, quote, removals in the upland review area in elevated upland areas and are well buffered from sensitive resources. Buffers, stream crossings, infrastructure, and other harvest areas will be treated in a way that exceeds state best management practice standards, end quote. The amount of forest products to be harvested is 65 plus or minus acres, 30,000 broad board feet, 135 cords and trees to be harvested have been marked at eye level with orange and blue paint. The estimated start date of the timber harvest operation is February 15, 2026. There is no proposed harvesting within the wetlands, and therefore staff recommends approval of this proposed application as an as-of-right activity. The applicant, Eric Hansen, is here. Should the commission have any questions?
I have a question.
If you would come to the podium. Thank you. Right here.
Okay, so my question is, it says right in here, purple says clean cut with reserves. Is that clear cut? Supposed to be clear cut?
It's a clean cut.
Oh, clean cut. What's the difference between a clean cut and a clear cut?
Oh, no. It must have just been a typo. It's supposed to be clear cut.
Okay, because according to the regulations, an exception to the as-of-right permit is clear cutting of timber, except for the expansion of agricultural cropland. So this requires a permit. That's the only exception as far as forestry goes.
Okay.
So this will require a submission of a permit and a review by staff. And
is there a definition of what clear cut is?
Okay, this goes back a way, but number one, the definition of clear cut is you said it's clear cut. But number two, my understanding of clear cut is when you're cutting down. I'm not an attorney, okay?
Yeah.
I recall in a very long time ago something about trees above a certain size. So if you cut down all the trees above 4 inches or something like that, or all the trees above. Okay. But clear cutting is not permitted as of right. This says it is clear cutting, so therefore it requires a permit.
Okay, so.
Doug, we do have a definition of clear cutting. Means the harvest of timber in a fashion which removes all trees down to a 2-inch diameter at breast height.
Okay, so this is somewhat different than that then, because this is a clear cut with reserves, and so there's going to be probably about 50 trees per acre above 6 inches that are going to be left.
So so it sounds like to me you're doing more of a selective harvest.
So there's two different treatments that are happening, and I don't know if you have the maps on with the application or not, but there's about 20 acres of this treatment of clear cut with reserves, which is deliberately intended to regenerate those areas, and then there's about somewhere between, I can't remember exactly, but it's 45 or 49 acres of thinning. That would be your selection type treatment. In those basal areas, those retention areas are much higher than the clear cut with reserves. But based on that definition that you read, it is closer to, our treatment is going to be closer to what culturally would be called a seed tree or a clear cut with reserves, not a clear cut meeting that definition.
So you're leaving how many trees?
I would say it's probably approximately anywhere between 20 and 50 per acre. We didn't necessarily space them exact, so there's going to be clusters here, and it's going to be a little bit more uniform in other places. But the way we did that, Stacey mentioned that the trees are marked, in the clear-cut areas, the clear-cut with reserve areas, we put a ring around the trees to retain, and they're going to be cutting all the other stuff. And in the thinning areas, we mark the trees to be removed.
All right.
Yeah. I guess I'll accept that.
You also did provide a narrative, and in the narrative, it does explain exactly what you just mentioned.
So, what caliber are the trees that you're leaving in that clear cut area?
So, we're leaving the best quality that they have there. This site is kind of on top of the hill, and the trees are relatively short body. So, in terms of 6 and 18
okay.
Because the trees don't grow very large there.
Right, because of the bad weather and stuff.
What species are they?
So, a lot of the trees that were taken are black birch. A lot of the trees that we're leaving are oak, hickory where we had them, sassafras, and any of the really good quality red maple. All the other poor quality stuff is gone.
Okay.
Thank you for finding that definition.
I'm here, sir.
Sure. Are we all set?
Yeah, I'm all set.
Making sure. I didn't want to rush it. After giving due consideration to all relevant factors, including those in Section 4 of the Montville Inland Wetland Regulations and Section 22A-40 of the Connecticut General Statutes, I move that application number 26, IWC 1, submitted by Ferrucci and Walicki LLC, Eric Hansen, on behalf of property owner KGIM Enterprises LLC for timber harvest, and more fully described in the notification of timber harvest dated December 16, 2025, with associated timber harvest map, is a permitted use as of right, and therefore no permit is required.
Second.
Second.
Any discussion? All right, Commissioner Rochdale made a motion. Please just be seconded. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Motion carries. All right. 26 IWC 2, 339 Chesterfield Road, owner applicant Jill Moonheron, modification. Application 24 IWC 7 for inland wetlands permit for regulated activity within the wetlands and create a demo an existing single family residence and construct a new single family.
Stacy Redford, zoning and wetlands officer for the record. So if you'll recall at our meeting last month, there was some discussion about this. This was previously permitted. I went out to conduct a field inspection and found that there were some changes that were not consistent with the approval. At our last meeting, we did speak with the applicant's representative, and it was suggested that they submit an application for modification, which is what they've done. So this is an application to modify the original approval of September 19th, 2024. The applicant states that, quote, it has been identified that certain site features were installed or modified in closer proximity to regulated wetland areas than originally anticipated, end quote. The applicant states that, quote, no evidence of permanent wetland conversion, dredging, channelization, or hydrologic obstruction was observed. Wetland vegetation remains generally intact outside of the limited disturbed areas identified. End quote. The applicant states that no additional wetland disturbance beyond what is required for restoration is proposed. The referral for comments was forwarded to the town soil scientists on January 12, 2026, and comments are still pending. I've included two motions in your packet. One would be if you wanted to set a site walk and continue this to the next meeting, and motion B would be to continue this to the next meeting with no site walk. Again, to reiterate, this has already been an approved application, so this would be a modification. We did do a site walk with the original approval.
And the modification or the changes were due to there wasn't enough room for the fire engine to make the corner. The
walls weren't supposed to be built.
Yeah, the things that were approved
the walls weren't
followed.
Supposed to be built.
And, it was,
and the bridge was wider, right?
It was too narrow according to zoning rules.
Yeah.
And then you had the problem going up around the corner, I believe.
Yeah, the fire engines couldn't make the corner, right?
No, I thought closer to the wetlands.
Yeah, they had filled it in.
Yeah, remove fill within the wetlands and reseed. Right. But the other thing is that turning radius for a truck to get in there.
Right. I thought that was why they had made the turn different. Remove. Anyways. Can this be seen from the street?
Yes.
Yes.
It can, yes.
But it's a long driveway.
The bridge, the walls.
So there were a couple of items which were not part of the original approval. One of them was there were two decorative walls at the Chesterfield Road entrance.
Right.
Portions of them were built in the Upland Review area. And at the last meeting, it was discussed. Bob Russo was here. He indicated that he felt that removing any portion of that would be further damaging to the Upland Review area. In his opinion, leaving them was in the best interest. We had item number two was area of where the existing house was to be demolished, had grass only planted there, not the conservation mix per the approved plan. That is not on this plan as being addressed. I did put that in my technical review comments on your staff report, asking that that be added to the plan, that they remove that grass and plant the conservation mix.
Why don't we just, keep going.
Item three, the existing well had not been abandoned per the approved plan. It is marked on the new plan that you've just received that it has been abandoned. When I did speak with Vic, he said that the well driller had not been out to remove it, but it will in fact be done as part of this modification. The width of the driveway at the crossing is only 13, not 15 as required by zoning regulation and as was stated on the originally approved plan. What they're proposing to do is leave one side of the driveway where it is, but move the
right
side of the driveway out the 2 extra feet. The 6 HDP culverts were not buried 2 feet per the approved plan. The rock walls have been installed on either side of the culvert to provide safety, which I just spoke about. There's rock riprap has been added around the HDPE culverts to prevent erosion, and that was not approved. That also is one of the items that was not addressed on this new site plan. Whether it's being removed or it's staying, it's not shown on there, so it wasn't clear. I did list that as one of my technical review comments. Fill in the wetlands to the area just north of the culvert to the east of the driveway at the 90-degree turn. That's shown on the plan that they're going to leave that so as to not disturb that area anymore. The stone diaphragm was not installed per the approved plan. They are showing the change to the stone diaphragm on the newly submitted modified plan. In the area northeast to the stone diaphragm had grass only planted there, not the conservation mixed per the approved plan. And they do show on the new modified plan that that will be removed and the conservation mix will be planted. And the last item I had was the reserve septic was shown on the approved plan, but somehow it was removed from this modified plan. So the reserve septic just needs to be shown back on this modified plan.
I should say, do people feel the need to go out and see this? Because it sounds like, and I agree that we need to do the permit to get the modifications on the plan. I'm not sure what.
The sidewalk isn't ready to change
walk, that. I guess. Too.
I remember the site quite well, so I feel I can visualize this with the photos that were provided at the last meeting. I feel fine about going myself. I can't speak for the commission.
Yeah, I feel. I know where it is to drive by it once in a while, every other day, but, you know, we're sitting here talking about we're going to pull this material out. well, first we got to redo the grass. Why can't we just overseed the grass instead of pulling it out? In my eyes, it just seems like we're going to do more harm than good with it. And the same thing with pulling all the riprap out. The guy's going to go in there with an excavator and pull all this riprap out and make a bigger mess.
I believe that was discussed at the last meeting, and it was going to be hand removed.
Right.
The riprap was going to be hand removed.
Is this at the end of the pipe or at
correct.
The end of, you know, each wall where it is elevated the road to the wetlands?
Oh, I'm sorry. To avoid, you know, anything washing out.
Right. It's what surrounds those pipes buried
right.
into the ground. All that riprap, it was agreed at the last meeting that you were going to hand remove those.
Okay.
That was the recommendation of the town soil scientist, not by utilizing equipment.
What about the HDP pipes that don't have the minimum cover on? Because I'm sitting there, you know, we take a tanker down over that. And I do believe you have to have minimum of 2 feet cover over those pipes.
I think it was 0.5. We have to raise it, which we will do.
Right.
Could you just, because you didn't do it, state your name for the record?
Oh, I'm Victor Caprio, owner of Caprio Homes. I'm the contractor who developed the site and built the house.
Okay. So, Mike, I guess my question is, do we feel there would be any gain to going out there again or just doing a continue into next meeting?
Okay with the continue without the sidewalk.
Yeah, I say we continue it to the next meeting.
Okay.
We've all driven by it.
Mm-hmm. I'll knock it out. I make a motion to continue application number 26, IWC 2339, Cheshirefield Road, 021-001-00A, Oakdale, Connecticut. Owner applicant, Jill Moonheron. Notification of application number 24, IWC 7, for an inland wetlands permit for regulated activities within the wetlands and URA to demo an existing single-family residence and construct a new single-family residence until the next regularly scheduled meeting on February 19th, 2026.
I second it.
Any discussion? Commissioner Roscoe made a motion. Commissioner LeClaire seconded it. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
It will be continued to the next meeting. So pending the town soil scientist needs to review the plans. We'll get contact. We'll get comments from him, and I'll forward them to you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Any correspondence?
No.
Oh. Review and discussion of IWC fee schedule.
In your packet, there's an 11 by 17 section of paper, and our office is in the process of going through the zoning regulations and fee schedules, which we currently charge for zoning permits, planning and zoning applications, any ZBA applications, and also the inland wetland applications. This is being brought to you for discussion, to see if any of these fees, if you would like to see the town increase any of these fees. We've put on this spreadsheet what East Lyme charges Groton City, Groton Town, Ledyard, Waterford, New London, Norwich, Stonington, just so you can see some nearby towns on what they charge for similar applications. For instance, first let me say that this does not include the $60 fee that is payable to the state. So with the application this evening for the commercial application for New London Turnpike, that they had you not waived that, it would have been a fee of $260 mm-hmm. because no matter what, they have to pay the $60 fee, which in that case, the city of Norwich has already paid the $60 fee. That is non-negotiable, unfortunately, per the state. So really what the town collects is $200. Specifically, the significant activity fee on this, you see that we charge $200. With a significant activity, that has to get noticed in the newspaper as a public hearing. Mm-hmm. And the fee to notice that in the paper ranges anywhere from $180 to $200, just that. That does not include any costs for the town soil scientist to review the application and the documents. So this is more so just a worksheet for you to take a look at. Perhaps we can bring it up again under old business next month and see if there are any changes. What the Planning and Zoning Commission is doing, they're looking at it. They're going to come back with their recommendations. Then this, whatever you bring back with changes, would go to the TARP committee and then to town council for final approval.
May I ask a question?
Absolutely.
What's the goal of the fees? To raise revenue, to cover costs, to be a barrier so people don't file permits and waste your time if they don't mean to file a permit?
It's more so to cover the fees
mm-hmm.
that are incurred.
And then I don't want to make work, so I'm not. This is not a formal request, but it would be helpful to know what is the average cost of all of these. If that's the goal, then the fees should...
My understanding of the statute say the town can charge fees to recover their costs. So the real question is, what's it cost to do it? And obviously, probably a little more than $200.
Yes.
We're what, 29, 30?
I mean, I do go out quite a bit and inspect these locations. So there's a lot of time that gets put into it on my behalf as well. The town's paying me as a town employee, but occasionally we have to send out, for instance, with this last application, I had to have Bob Russo go out and take a look because there were some significant problems I saw out there before I brought it to the commission's attention. I wanted to confirm what I was seeing. So I had to incur an expense there. So.
Well, clearly if we had 30 permits last year, $200 each. I hope you're making more than $6,000 a year. And so we're not recovering our costs. So I would, if I was coming in for a permit, I might have a different opinion, but like these are kind of low, even for the expensive town. So.
Which you can see how some other towns
I
do.
We haven't increased our fees in quite a while.
Correct. I believe the last time they were increased was in 2017, I believe is what was discussed with the Planning and Zoning Commission, and they were all changed at that time. So 2017 would have been the last.
And prior to that, we were doing per square foot, too. So if you had a large, and I understand that, too, because if you had a piece of property, and you were putting a driveway in on a piece of property that had a 500-acre wetland on it, like this last application had a lake. You know, you're going to pay for the whole lake. I get that. But I can also see that, you know, $100 really doesn't come anywhere near to cover the town's costs. So
I can certainly come up with an idea as to what it would cost. Generalized speaking, I can email that to everybody for you to review before the next meeting, and then maybe we can discuss it again at the next meeting under old business.
Mm-hmm.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
I think we just said the time was having like a similar thing. We used to get a lot of driveway crossings, which we haven't gotten. Those are like, at the time I remember there was a discussion about just having a separate fee for that, we decided not to. Yeah. Okay. Anything else? No executive sessions? One more motion.
I make a motion to adjourn.
Seconded.
All right.